Is it on? Hello? Hello?
It's red.
It's on.
Okay.
Is the time clock good to see you? No, 1 minute countdown.
What?
So 1 minute?
Oh. 1 minute countdown.
Yeah.
Gizmo.
What's that?
I'll go wear on the podium. I don't know my hearing aids.
Oh, ooh. Very good. All your in-laws and outlaws doing okay?
Hanging. It goes, has ups and downs.
But she hadn't went postal on you anymore, has she?
No. That's the old one.
I can't see the thing here. What is it?
Oh, it just went off. I thought it was closing up.
Yeah, you can go there.
There you go.
No, we've got 4 seconds.
Now you're there.
Now I'm good. I'd like to call this regularly scheduled town council meeting, Curie Beach, in order. And I'd like the Brian Langley, if you'll stand up and give us the invocation. I appreciate it.
Can we go to the microphone or right here?
Whatever you.
You don't need a microphone. Well, let's pray together. Father God, we thank you so much for today. God, and in the stillness of this moment, God, we lift up in our prayers those that went through such a catastrophe in Connecticut. Our hearts and our prayers are with them, God. We ask that you give them an extra blessing of your mercy. God, you put a hedge of protection around them. You show them that you're the God that's in charge of all things. And you're the great God that will bring them through this. God, tonight I ask that as they have a meeting, God, that you be honored, that you be glorified, that everything said and done here will ultimately honor you. God, that's the goal. It's not to honor a community, it's to honor you. And God, I just ask that everything be done in a spirit of great godly fellowship, and that it all be glorified in the name of your Son, Jesus. And that's the person I pray in tonight. In your name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Thank you. Stand with me and pledge allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks.
And I'll turn off my
telephone.
Amen. Amen. Now.
Down here by myself, so wake me if you
need. Okay. Do I have a motion to excuse Ms. Swearingen?
I make a motion.
Second.
All in favor, assume by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Ms. Swearingen is excused. What are you waving your wife?
We're official.
You said you needed. I said yes.
Oh, okay. Can I have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Move to approve the consent agenda.
Got a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
All right. An adoption of the agenda. Are there any additions?
Can we add new business number 6? Just a brief discussion of the possibility of a race in 2013.
Race.
The lifeguards and Step Up for Soldiers are interested, and they want to make sure the council's okay with them coming to us in January to discuss, similar to what Mr. Scott's organization did before we had fallen out.
Okay, well, along that lines, April 6th, I think, we're going to have a 5K too, so.
Okay.
All right. We have one addition. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
I just need a motion for it to be as
I thought
amended.
It was a motion.
Make a motion to adopt the agenda as amended.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. All right.
Could you get a second?
Yeah. We don't need a second.
I second.
Yeah.
Chuck is a second.
Second.
Okay.
Brent,
good job. Keep
step up to the podium, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Brent
Wandle. I'm chairman of the marketing committee, and my purpose here tonight is to, I guess, bring the revised or the rollover recommendations that our committee has. Of course, our funds are half of the second 3% of the room occupancy tax, and we would like to say through the great job we did, we have more money than we anticipated. Of course, we try to budget in case there is a problem. But we do have $41,000, almost $42,000 that we have as rollover money. You should have in your packages sort of an overview of what we're recommending to do with that money. There is nothing new here. We're just going to enhance what we've already been doing. More pay-per-clicks. We're running the print ads in Southern Living, and they're very, very small. And with part of this money, we want to enhance those. We want to enhance our YouTube channel presence. We're going to get more media down here through media visits, as well as what they call desk side briefings, where we actually have somebody go and sit down and talk with somebody that can't come here and tell them all the great things at Cherry Beach. Just real quickly, some things that we've done this year. We have a huge PowerPoint presentation, and if anybody would like a copy, I'll be glad to get it for you. But we had 3.5 million impressions, which means potential people viewing our advertising in 2012. That's up from 2.9 million in 11. We had almost 19,500 inquiries for the year 2012. That is up from a little over 16,000 last year. We have almost 19,500 Facebook fans. And since July 1st of 12, we're up 6%. We got over 1,000 new fans. We're also we're up to 1,277 tweeters, I guess, followers on our Twitter account, and we've had almost 1,000 tweets. So I think our program is working. Again, we don't have a lot of money as a, you know, one town, so we do work with Wilmington and the other beach communities, and through that we're able to enhance what we do. So I think we've done a pretty good job, and the mayor sits in most of our meetings, and I guess we need approval of our rollover recommendations.
Can I just ask one question?
Sure.
So on the three pages you sent, user-generated content, encourage fans to share their own created videos related to the beach pending approval prior to going live.
Yes.
Have you guys figured out your process on how you're going to do that and who's going to actually do it?
Yes. That is done by our, I think it's called Clean Design, who does all of our work, and anything that, you know, would be questionable would be approved by the CDB before it would be published.
Yes, I mean, I've just seen other places get, so I've seen places get in trouble when they have user-generated people, and even I'd kind of like to see their policies if you guys could get them to send them to us.
Okay.
On how they're scrubbing that.
All right.
So, I mean, I love what you guys are doing. I look at the stuff you guys do, go online and look at it, but Bubba Joe coming down here and making a YouTube video and linking through our site, I'm kind of concerned about.
Okay, I know it can't go there without somebody looking at it. Now, whether...
Right, I want to know who they are and what they're using to filter, right?
Okay.
I mean, I think we just want to look at that before we buy into that. But
right.
Other than that, Mayor, I think it's all good. With your contingency, that seems pretty high, but is that just because you don't know how these are going to go once you actually develop it?
Well, that's part of it, and also they had recommended that we do something different, and I can't remember exactly what it was. that they wanted something new, but we didn't feel like there was enough money in there to try something new, so we asked them to pull that out of the budget before we presented it to you.
I mean, if you don't use it, it just stays in there, you can get it later, right? Yes. So it's okay if you get a little behind or ahead? Okay.
Right.
I thought that's how it worked. Okay. No more questions, sir.
Do you have approval to spend the money?
Make a motion. Do we approve as presented? Pending the user-generated content issue, okay. Right?
Second. A motion second. All in favor, all opposed. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Good work.
Tony. You give us a sign and you misspelled.
I didn't do it.
Or replace.
The first thing is for Willisburg Ravenel to estimate each of the parking areas. And that would be about $1,320, or he might be able to do it for $1,200. The six entrances, they do need a little bit more working on. I was watching it all this year, and the way the people park in there, we have to tweak that a little bit. If we have to lose a couple spaces, so be it, but whatever they decide to do. I mean, this will be laid out according to how it would be easy for cars to go in and out or back out and not to block handicaps, areas where they do now. And it's just, right now they're all straight in. They might have to be on an angle. He laid out the corral and he laid out Joey's Park, which is great. So we need a professional to lay it out. And that's between $1,320 to maybe $1,200 to have all of the entrances laid out.
So, is your concern safety? Because
Even through the summer,
I don't remember the police department looking through their reports of lots of issues with them.
Oh, no, it's not safety. It's for the convenience of going in and out. A couple times I drive by a lot is that they block handicap spots. Bigger trucks will go in. They don't really follow. They'll go in on an angle and take up two spots. And it's not really the best of what we can use those entrances for.
There were some actually designed before where
from the MTA.
When you pull in, you absolutely block an ADA.
Right. Oh yeah. I see it. Yeah.
So that has to be changed somehow.
Yeah, and I don't have the capability of doing that. I mean,
right.
They have a certain figure that they have to use for a car, a truck, or whatever. And I talked to Dennis about the 20-foot trucks. Some of them are bigger. He's going to look into it. But 20-foot is the magic number that they can park in there. Sometimes they'll bring a tandem truck, and then they'll have a fishing.
Yeah, some stick out the back.
On the back, and then it blocks up. Some of them, like H, is very small.
Mm-hmm.
And F is another problem with the church there. We might have to look at something like that, where the church might have to cut in their own entrance or Fort Fisher rather than
drive through,
and then little things that we could really tweak that the system up that would help. So that's one of the ones I'm asking for, and the other one is the signs that we okayed last month to have them redone like this. That's a finished product without the polyurethane on them. But as they were going through them, they discovered that four signs were spilled.
That's the southern pronunciation.
And I thought it was called myself. So I told them to give me a price on replacing four of them, spelled the right way. And that came out to $182. So that's the two items that I have. And we do have money in our committee.
So I make a motion that we replace the signs with proper spelled ones.
And realign the parking.
That one I'll I'll make a motion on the signs. I don't have an opinion on it.
I'll second the signs.
Let's take them one at a time.
Okay. I have a motion and a second to replace the signs that are misspelled. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
We don't need to designate where the money's from, right? It's already from the community. I mean, the
committee
funds.
Right. We'll just have to watch how much we have left in that.
Yep. $300, right?
Okay. And then you'll have a motion to realign the parking spaces.
Right. And that's between $1,320 to $1,200. And just so council knows, I did bring that up originally when we were doing, just so council knows, when we were doing all of the areas Joey's Park, and council rejected that. And I said, okay, but looking at it this year, it really has to be worked on, but it's your, whatever you like to do, it's fine with me.
But the $1,200, they're just going to draw it out how it should be, and then...
Then I guess the Public Works will, you know, work on it by changing.
Do you have any idea how much time it's going to take Public Works to do this?
I don't know what he's going to come up with in the design. It might be maybe as easy as moving parking bumpers, and then again, it might be maybe moving some of the bike that we have there, possibly even moving a handicap out of the way where it would be more feasible. When we had the NPO study, they suggested that we move a lot of our handicap spots that we have and put them in another location.
Did they say, where do they want them to go?
In the same area, but right. in a different section where it would be more advantageous for people to drive. And
okay.
I mean, we did okay when we originally did it, and right. then when we had the NPO study, they looked at them and said, well, that could be improved, and we never really did anything with it. We just left it.
How much is left in that account?
Right now it's about $1,700. But there's one other thing that's out there, so, which is the stormwater and beach protection brochures that are being done for about $1,000.
Isn't there a grant on that one?
Well, but you still have to record the expense somewhere. Yeah, there's $800 of grant money, which has already been budgeted for, but the actual expense has to be recorded somewhere. And when the budgets were first proposed, the brochures were included in the committee budget.
They were not?
They were. Right. Then there was a reduction of the committee budget during the course of the
meeting. Well, what I'm getting at is that I think later tonight I'm going to be asking for money for another committee, and we're talking about it's about, you know, SLAP just about got it all, so we're going to have to divide out here somewhere. Or what happens when, if that's say he takes the $1,700, another committee wants some signs done for $3,000, what happens?
We have a couple money in.
Can I just interject? The way council suggested that how this committee budget worked is whatever committee goes before council and asks for the money, they're the committee that gets it. We used to have every committee used to have a certain amount, and then you joined it all into one, and you said we had to come up to you with plans.
So you're saying first come, first serve.
Yeah, I didn't want to use that word. But.
Yeah, well, that's not exactly right. The council still got to make decisions, right?
Absolutely.
So if we either say we're going to pay for this or not, if we run out of money there, we have to find it from somewhere else, right? We can move it from
exactly
the contingency.
Right.
So the question is it worth spending money to do this or not? And so that's why I asked the first question. I don't remember any safety issues from this. Dennis isn't here. Anybody get hit this summer? Fire chief?
Not that I know of.
No.
I mean, I'm just asking, right? I don't remember.
I don't think there was.
And I don't remember big wreck issues from any of the summer. So then it's not a public safety issue. Now, is it the right thing to do? That's a different question. That's why I said I'm not making a motion, but I'm interested in the conversation.
Have you talked to Sonny ever about that? Because at one time he was going to do most of that redesigning and actual work about a year or two ago when I was back in there.
Yeah, I think, how I understood it, I think Sonny would do the work if we have a plan, just like he did the park and how he's going to do Joey's
But back then, he was actually going to do the planning. I know he worked on the he worked on E and tried to figure it out for us, but I didn't know whatever happened after that. But is it possible?
When we did Joe Eats Park, you know, we gave him a plan, and Sonny worked the plan, and he loved it.
Yeah.
He, you know, and he, you know, when we do the corral, and that's all settled.
That's the badger. You said he didn't have an opinion. I mean, I don't know that he wants to get in designing the parking lot. Just because no matter what you do, someone's not going to like it, right? So,
well, no, I'm just saying. I thought at one time.
Yeah.
I know one time
it worked. Sonny didn't know whether it has the newest and latest.
We worked on it before.
Right.
Yeah.
Sonny would do the work.
It takes
all the pressure off of him, whether it's 8, 9 feet, a handicap here, not a handicap.
Right. And there's no camera issues. I mean, if we reduce parking spaces, because that's any design is going to reduce parking spaces.
Possibly, yes.
There's no possibly it's going to. If you make it less crowded, it's going to be less cars. And so there's no impact for any of the beach renourishment or any of the camera grants or any of that stuff by us getting away with park, because we just decreased parking spaces down there with the park. And so I'm not all that enthused about decreasing more parking space, because eventually you're going to be in my front yard or somebody else's front yard.
Mm-hmm. You got all the cars in your front yard, you
can park. Hey, you're exactly right. I do with all the kids. I've got plenty of cars in my front yard. But I mean, they're just going to march, right? We're eventually going to be in that problem anyway, but the longer you can put it off, the better.
Yeah. Well, that means, like,
is there something that needs to be done now?
Can we table it for the next
table
meeting?
To later
well, or say put it in the budget process and see if it makes it. See if it makes it as we do the budget for 2013. It'll wait until July. And then Sonny will tell us we won't do it until after the season.
Probably.
I know he will.
It's too much. I try not to put anything on during the summer. Especially,
well, you can't get everybody out of them.
Especially during those entrances.
Right.
This is the time to do it.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I just think without the public safety thing, it's not. I mean, my motion is we table it and let the budget process look at it.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
All right, Tony.
Thanks for the work, Tony. Sorry. We're moving you down the road.
That's okay.
Discussion and consideration of department head business, administration, finance. Ms. Avery.
Retreat. At last month's meeting, I asked council whether you wanted to have a retreat, and if so, consider some dates. The people that got back to me Thursday, January 31st, seems to work best for them, although I didn't hear back from everyone. So I'm recommending that date. Looking at 8 to 5, unless you want to start earlier, you tell me what time. And then I'd also like you to give me directions to where you want to have it, if you want to go off-site, here or community center or the Air Force train base.
Community center available?
I'd like to have it here.
I thought the base was nice, so we could, I mean, I don't care either way, but...
Do they charge for that?
I just think it's too much work for her to haul all that and get rest. She's got to get there at 7 and, you know, bring all the stuff in, and I was trying to...
Oh, that's nice of you.
Yeah, you know, you know what I'm saying? And then we leave at 5 and she's stuck there at the base. So,
I think we actually helped her, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah, surely. So I was thinking if we do it here, you know, she can have it all in that room. And
I left early last year.
We'll just lock it.
The only issue is people will come by and then they'll come in the middle of it. I mean, not that I want to go far away to make it hard for citizens, but I don't want them to just wander by. Oh, I want to just drop in. Because that can be a little disruptive. If they come focused, they want to be there. That's one thing. But if they're just riding by, oh, I'll just stop in for 30 minutes. That's pretty disruptive. So that's sort of what I'm thinking.
I got it.
my second
pick would be community center.
He didn't stay in help last time.
Oh, okay.
He didn't stay in help last time.
Oh, Steve?
No, Dean.
Oh, Dean did? Oh, yeah, that did. Yeah, that's right. He didn't. He'll do better this year.
The further way might be the better.
So you're saying Tuesday the 29th? Tuesday, right?
The 31st of January.
31st?
Yeah, the 31st of January.
I heard 29.
Thursday the 31st.
Yeah.
Tuesday is the 29th. Thursday the 31st.
Thursday the
31st.
January 31st. Right?
That's where we're looking.
Just wait
before
you get here, Chip.
Yeah. What? So, was Emily okay with the 31st?
Yes.
She was?
She going to be in the States
the 31st? Are the rest of you guys okay with the 31st?
Sure.
Or is she going to some... Well, anyway.
Are the rest of you guys okay with the 31st?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's why. Right.
Make a motion we have it on the 31st, so we'll get that out of the way.
You have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye. Okay, we'll have the 31st.
Now.
The Air Force Base.
Yeah, I make a motion we have it at the Air Force Base, but Steve wanted it closer, so he wants to walk, I guess. I'll come pick you up. Make a motion we have it at the Air Force Base from 8 to 5.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
No. All opposed? Thank you, Nancy.
I'm good.
One other thing, or two other things that I have, I sent you an email this week. I just received this week, so that's why it's not on the agenda. I don't know if you want to act tonight or not, but we received a request to appoint someone to the Wilmington Mayor's Committee for People with Disabilities. And I gave you some information.
Chuck has stepped up to the plate.
Cool. Thanks, Chuck. Thanks, Chuck.
Maybe something you want to talk about at retreat. I know last year we talked about the external.
You, when do you have to let him know, Nancy?
He didn't give me a date. They're, I guess they re-established.
Well, Chuck's got a meeting once a month.
Yes.
A month meeting, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you can make that picture.
Sure.
All right.
We
thank you
not
for stepping
up. Been asked to participate before. I guess now they're trying to expand it to the towns and county.
Okay. Do we have to make a motion? He said, Chuck.
Well, he's going to discuss it at the retreat, but Chuck has said that he'd do it. So if you want to let him know, that's fine.
Chuck volunteered.
Yeah.
And I have one more quick item just to bring to your attention. I am attending the Municipal and County Administration course at School of Government. It's a 7-week course. It runs through April. Unfortunately, January, February, March, and April is all the same week as the council meeting, which would mean I wouldn't be at any of the council meetings. I'd like to continue the course and finish the course, but I wanted to bring that to your attention.
The only problem is, you wouldn't be here.
I wouldn't be here.
Oh, that's the only problem.
The meetings will go smoother. That's fine.
Oh, that. When we mess it all up, you know you made a bad choice. How's that?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, ma'am.
Thank you.
Building Department, Oceanfront Park update. Oh, you need backup?
Okay. No, he doesn't need backup. I need something.
Come on.
Park has been moving very slowly. And I'm not going to make any excuses for anybody out there doing any of the work. I guess the biggest issue, or the biggest question right now is, are we going to be able to have our New Year's Eve party there? And my answer is, I don't see any possible way it's going to be ready for us to be out there. Even if it was, I don't think we should be out there on brand new sod and landscaping. That should be done.
Are they going to have the road, John? You think they're going to have the road open?
I'm going to get to that in just a second.
Okay. I have two complaints.
Okay, well, just hold it.
Well, hold on just a minute, Tommy.
All right.
So, I don't know. I don't have a completion date right now. We were supposed to be done a month ago. I spoke with the contractor today. He couldn't give me a firm date. So I just don't know at this point.
When does his money start kicking in?
Right.
The money started kicking in last Monday.
Okay.
Now we need to figure out what we're going to do about New Year's Eve. Are we going to do it in the same one place right down there in front of the pier?
Yeah.
Something y'all need to go ahead and make a decision on there. As far as the road is concerned, the road was supposed to have been paved last Monday. We were told if it wasn't paid Monday, it wasn't any way that it was going to happen until after the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I'm told the road's supposed to be paved tomorrow morning.
Right.
We'll see. I don't know. I mean...
Well, they were working down there tonight, and...
They're just... Everything's constantly changing. You know, there's that saying, you work smart, not hard. I'm not seeing any people either. Working smart or hard, either one.
Like around here.
Yes, Friday it was supposed to be paid too, and then Monday it was supposed to be paid.
Well, I didn't make the compaction test.
The problem there is the compaction test failed.
And they moved a bigger roller.
They failed 8 of 11 compaction tests and just weren't ready.
I got
additionally, the guys are replacing the pavers, and I know Dean has seen them, and I know David has seen them. The paving job has been substandard. On the park site and also on the parking area on Atlantic Avenue. On the park site, they've agreed to fix the issues there, and they are currently fixing those, and they look like it should have been
100%
first time.
Yeah.
On the parking areas, they started placing the pavers there on Wednesday morning. Wednesday, around lunchtime, I went out there along with the job supervisor, and I was looking at them, and I said, well, those are crooked. They're putting them in wrong. And the supervisor said, I know, I've already told them. I told them to stop, told them they're doing it wrong, but they just keep on going. Say they're going by the plan. They told them again right there, they're doing it wrong and they need to start over. Long story short, as of yesterday, we were told if we wanted to get them fixed, that the town would have to buck up $10,000 to have them picked up and put down the way they're supposed to be put down originally. Still talking about this. Brian Cox is still negotiating with the contractor to find out, number one, why is the town responsible for having to pay for something that should have been done the first time correctly? And we're just trying to work that part out. And so I wanted to bring this to y'all's attention because inevitably this will become an issue at the end of the project if we emphatically insist that the pavers should be taken up and replaced the way they should be. So, I need to know.
I thought you meant
y'all would like to do. I won't say that it's necessarily a bad-looking job, but it's definitely not correct, and you can notice it right away. You know, $54,000 we're paying to put these pavers in around the entire park, and if you can't get a straight line at the beginning of your project, I just don't see why you're even in that business.
Let's see what Jim has to say about it.
I don't disagree with anything that he said. I'm as far as construction, I was the least knowledgeable person, and just walking up to it originally.
Well,
just looking at it.
But this is a sub putting them in, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, what does the contractor say? They're responsible for the whole project.
I really don't understand the contractor's position. The contractor's position has been, our sub said that it would be $10,000 to redo this.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's between you and your sub as far as we're concerned.
Well, the email and the next thing out of his mouth was, if y'all want us to redo this, we want a directive from the engineer, which is Brian Cox, and this will come up as an issue later on as to who's responsible for paying for this part.
Okay, fine.
Well, right. An issue later on.
Yeah.
Get it done now. Just make them think.
Yeah, I think they can make any of the issues they want, but the contractor was really clear. That's why they got hired by the bonding company to fix all this.
Well, so, the contractor, and let's do the whole rigmarole, the contractor had a telephone with the plan on it. He did not go in the trailer and look at the plans. The two superintendents that are down there continually told them that they had to be straight, they need to lay them out with a straight line. And there was one angle that was off 2 degrees, I think it was. They didn't go by the straight long line, they went by the damn angle that was off 2 degrees. So, according to the two superintendents down there, the boys just didn't follow the plan.
I know it sounds like a trivial matter. It really does.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we're paying for a product, and I don't see any reason why we should take less than what we're paying for.
I don't either. That's why I told you, you know, before.
And the other, other issue also is that both John and I have gone as far as we felt we could as far as the laying of the pavers in the park proper itself. We've allowed them to make some modifications that weren't in the plans in order to minimize the number of small cuts that they would have. So it's not like we've demanded a perfect plan from the get-go. We've allowed modifications, a number of them.
So what do you need from us to support what you need?
Direction.
To make them do it right?
Direction. Okay. Or do you support where we're coming from? That's pretty much all I'd really like to know. If you're happy with them being crooked, tell me, and I'll tell Colin Morris they put them in crooked. You know.
The first thing, are we charging that over the penalties?
As of right now, yes, sir. They're being daily averages are.
This is not going to add up to 10.
And we're paying. It's like $100. We're paying engineering services. We're paying two superintendents, three people to see if that thing is done right.
Yes, sir.
So how are we even involved?
Well, we're involved.
We're paying a lot of money to these people to make sure it's right. So how are we involved?
It has been a trying ordeal to get this park built.
We agree with you. It's them that's saying we're involved.
The superintendents and the engineering services?
No.
That's the contractor saying we're right. We're not involved with the contractor.
Our opinion, and that's our engineer's opinion also.
Well, we're in liquidated damages now.
I paid $150 a day.
Okay. And that's after all the extensions that they have asked for?
It was supposed to have started the last Monday. Now, there are certain...
Because I knew they were getting ready to ask for...
There's rain days and other things that are going to come into play still.
Still, that's right. So
we may not end up with any kind of overages. I don't know yet.
Or liquidated damages as of yet.
One of the reasons, the $10,000 is basically the main reason that we're coming to it. Because we've made decisions involving $1,000 here or $1,000 there before, so we wouldn't.
Well, there's no way that I want to approve paying $10,000 to pay for it again.
I can see not penalizing for the time.
So far, we're in total agreement.
I can see not penalizing for the time it takes to correct it, but otherwise, I don't see how we should get involved.
At this point, I just want to see it done correctly.
Yeah.
So all we ever really asked for was a quality project done by the new year. And it doesn't look like we're going to get the new year, so let's go for quality.
And if we're not getting done by the new year, that takes the pressure of trying to get done by a set date. Because we've got winter in front of us, so there's really no pressing need.
More like next.
Yeah,
right. For 1 year.
Okay, so help us. So as I understand, you have three questions for council. Question number one, make a motion that we direct the department heads to plan to have the New Year's issue in front of the pier as we did it 2 years ago, so we get that one out of the way.
Yeah. Have a motion on the floor. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay.
And then secondly, the next one I think you want is direction from council where to go. Make a motion that we direct the building inspector to communicate to the contractor and the engineer that we expect the quality project that we're asking for, and we're directing them to do that as we understand it's part of the contract. Is that what you need?
Pretty much.
Now, second.
That's a motion. Do I have a second?
Yeah, we did that.
Okay. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. Now, the paving that's supposed to happen down there tomorrow. Do you know how they're going to pave in front of the house, the two houses and the ocean, Seven Seas? I think it's Seven Seas. Have you walked that off with them? Have you checked it out? And then the second house up has got a concrete driveway they're going to pave up to?
I have not walked it off with them to discuss, I'm not sure.
Well, we don't want a shoddy job on that either. Is Brian coming down here? When's he on the one?
I'm not sure what day Brian's coming down. Raymond's there every day, as you know.
And is Sonny going to be there when they're paving the road?
I'm so sure Sonny will swing by. I've not discussed with him whether or not he's going to be there or not.
If they're really there tomorrow, just make sure.
Southern Asphalt is a paving company, and everything I understand is very reputable.
That's who we use, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Paving is not my strong point, so.
That's why I said, make sure somebody's involved. He owns it once it's done, so he needs to be involved, right? I mean, he has the roads, right?
When I was down there when they were going to pave before, they don't have the edge of the road cleaned up. They don't have the driveway cleaned up. And then what was the miscommunication on the curb that they tore out and put back in with the?
They just didn't do it right. It's one of those, it's just like I said, it's working smart. Not
and
hard.
They charged the general contractor $1,800 to redo that?
Apparently, they wanted $1,800 to redo it since the general contractor didn't show them how to do it correctly.
Oh.
And they brought in somebody else to do it for $500 or $600.
Okay. Okay, anything else?
Can I ask a question? Should they pave the road before they fix the bridge?
Yes.
They're totally separate because of the bug.
But the bricks don't come out right, we've got a gap.
No. They have curbing between them. They're all separated by curbing.
The paving is dependent on the weather, and we've got about 2 or 3 more days of good weather, and it starts going to get cold.
Yeah.
Yes, Tommy?
And it's raining Monday.
It's going to rain Friday. Yeah.
No, it's going to rain Thursday.
One last thing just to bring up, just because we are going to have power, or we'll have power hookups. We won't technically have power unless we have a final inspection before the first of the year. It is costing us about $800 to get the power hooked up from Progress Energy. So that will be attached to our first bill coming in January. And it's just for informational purposes.
Okay.
Are there any questions?
So, well, the only thing is, with New Year's, you need to have a plan to keep people out of there.
It's not my job. Their job, the contractor's job, okay. Security is project, and he will be talked about.
Yeah, but you need to make sure they have a plan to keep people out of there.
I always do. Yes, sir. Okay.
Because there'll be people out there drinking, and they don't need to get hurt on construction site.
They don't need to be
followed over. This ongoing conversation.
Yeah, I think the sand fence should go all the way around it or this something. That little caution tape ain't going to do it for New Year's Eve.
This is a conversation I have every Friday with him.
Okay. Okay. Good enough.
$800.
But just so we're clear, every Friday is fine. But on New Year's, you're the responsible official for the town to better make sure it's done right. You got it? Right?
Okay.
Just making sure. Okay. That's right. Yeah. Look at the building inspector. You can get public works to help you or the police, but you're the responsible official. Nobody gets hurt in that stupid place New Year's Eve.
Dude, it's on his head.
No, it's not on my head. It's on the general contractor's head.
I don't need any help, Tommy. I don't need any help. This is serious right now.
Any other questions?
Nope.
No, okay, thank you.
We're good.
Harold, you got anything from the fire department?
No, we're good.
And the police and public works aren't here.
They're all good.
Okay. No discussion of old business. Discussion and consideration of new business. Approval of Resolution 12-9 supporting funding for the 2013-2015 Clean Water Management Trust Fund. And you got this in the back of your agenda.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
And evidently, the clean water folks are running out of money that didn't. Well, anyway, let me give you a quick story. They collect money from us, and then the governor goes in and takes it out. But anyway, that's how it goes. But they got a new governor coming in, and I think they're afraid he's going to just take it out. Period. So they're trying to, or they're asking us to sign this resolution, stating how important their work is. And with that, I'll turn it over to y'all. You want to sign it or not?
With every other group wants money from the government.
Okay.
I mean, we get, we've got money from them.
We've got our money sewer, from
sewer projects, right? Now, the issue is all they're doing is using this so they can get put back in the budget, right?
Right. Okay. But y'all want to put it back in the budget?
You're the most experienced, Steve, with this kind of stuff. What do you think? I mean, from your previous job, not from up here.
I don't.
I mean, is it more efficient to let communities pay for themselves or let the government take it and put it in and then filter it through? That's the question, right? I don't know.
I don't know which way I'd want to go.
Right. Me either.
Because sometimes...
I thought it was pretty interesting that they sent us a proposal, you know, sent it out on the website that...
I mean, has the league said anything either way, or has anybody else given us any guidance at all this?
It's just strictly them.
When does it...
When do they need this?
Yeah,
of course, I guess they need it before January.
They need it, yeah.
21st or something.
Right. I mean, I just don't know. I don't have an opinion, Dean, if you haven't heard from the people you're talking with. And Steve doesn't have any opinion.
I don't have any opinion on it either. I mean, I'd go...
Nancy, way. Anything from...
How much money have they given us in the past?
Or have they put,
huh? Quite a bit?
I'm sure.
From them?
Yeah,
we did our last sewer rehab was clean water management.
Yeah, I knew they had. I don't know how much. You got any thoughts on it?
Yeah, but 600 and
something. Yeah, I was going to say, somewhere around, you know, 500,000, 600,000.
Yeah, 600,000.
I mean, for that, it's almost worthless. Yeah, so, yeah, you should protect those guys, right?
Yeah.
I make a motion that we pass a resolution as presented.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay.
It's always about the money.
Okay, we'll sign that.
Yeah. Maybe they'll give us some more.
That's
there
right.
There you go. Well, okay. Increased fine for littering. Keener.
The Beach Protection Committee would like to, they've discussed the fact that Riceville has increased, I mean, has stopped, trying to stop the smoking, and if they're successful, we feel we're going to have a lot more people down here. And as a result, we don't have any way of stopping smoking when they get here. And so perhaps the way to do it is to, which has been talked about before in every meeting I've seen, is the only way you can do it is with using the litter law. Well, the litter law of $25, if we start to enforce it, you're really not going to be able to enforce it for $25. Somebody will probably pay that just to smoke when they pay as much as they pay for the cigarettes. Mm-hmm. So they're asking us to increase the litter fine, and probably will. Sometime we're probably going to have to ask the board is going to have to ask the police department to enforce this somewhat in the summertime. So that's basically the story on the litter fine. All they're asking, it's already the wording, I think it's okay. It says all trash, it doesn't actually say cigarettes, but it says right. All trash, which covers it.
$100 is enough.
Well, that's fine. That's another question. 150 or
150. If we're going to have police involved,
I think Riceville that they did 250.
250. Oh, that's even better.
What is? What was 250?
250.
I have no problem. I don't think we have any problem with the amount.
That sounds good.
250. I make a motion. We increase it to 250 and approve it as presented.
You've got two things you need to...
Oh, sorry. They don't do them both at the same time, right?
You can, but... What about, I mean...
This is two different things.
Oh. So I'm fine with doing it, actually, but even though citizen input is not required, is this one we could, say, have a public hearing and actually do it? I know it's not required. We could just change it. I mean, I'm fine either way, actually. Although I hate that, you know, alcoholic beverages goes up too, but, you know, that's just the way it is. It's not just glasses, alcoholic beverages, right? So it's not just litter.
You know, just want to increase the litter.
But you can't because of the way that, unless we change the ordinance completely.
That's what Dennis and Andy wanted to have some discussion about.
What else would you change?
Well, you'd have to split the ordinance. Section 1235, you split the two sections or break it in half and have different penalties. Because right now, E is the penalty section in the ordinances, and it's for all of those. So it's not just litter that we'd be changing. It's for glass containers or alcohol.
Yeah, it says glass and alcoholic beverages.
So do we want to give Andy and Dennis time to discuss this and then get back with us? We can.
I think we can telegraph that we're considering changing it, but
yeah.
I'm interested. The police chief probably has a big vested interest.
The police chief is not going to be.
I don't think he'll be unhappy. Making it more expensive makes it worthwhile for right. when he's doing it. It helps him, right? Same with the lifeguard. So,
have y'all noticed a lot more trash down there, Chuck?
The biggest problem at every beach cleanup is cigarette butts.
Yeah, it always is.
90% of the problem that we have.
Right. Well, 90% of the problem is from the ditches where people pull up, and I see them just empty their ashtray right there, and then they just wash it right into the beach. So,
I make a motion we hold this until next month and ask the police chief and
when the police chief and attorney are present.
Okay.
The second problem they've asked us to look at.
Wait a minute.
Made a motion.
Motion.
We hold this till next month and look.
They have a second.
Second.
All in favor, single saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thanks. Okay.
The next problem we have is that there are signs on the beach saying that no dogs are allowed from April to September. Right. But there are two or three different kinds of signs. There's one that says April to September. When some lady was stopped, she said it says till the September. So she was assuming September 1, when it's actually supposed to be September 31.
Right.
The next one we have is April through September. I don't know whether that's any clearer or not, but there are some of those.
Right.
And some are saying from the actual April 1st to September 30th.
Right.
They would like to see all those signs at least be uniform, and probably to make it as clear, actually have the dates on it, 1st and 30th, since that
how
is on them anyway.
How much is it going to cost to be in the
they have no idea.
We probably don't know how many signs yet.
Yeah.
They probably need to count the signs and figure it out. Right? Yeah, they probably have to count the signs and figure out which is which.
Well, yeah.
Do you keep track of that? Tony, you guys don't, right?
I could give you a possible count on where we have people go out and to the beach.
Yes, yeah, every beach access, public beach access, right?
Yeah.
Handed?
Yeah, and some of the signs just say keep dogs off the beach and no dates at all. So, I mean.
No dogs allowed on beaches, what's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you get a.
There's probably 25.
Yeah, we need to find out what's going to cost, Chuck.
Right.
Well, there's 19 entrances.
It might be like 22.
That's some of the public.
And that would be if you want to put a double.
Yeah.
On the land.
Yeah, and on this. So it's 44. Can we ask the beach protection committee to propose a sign, and then we'll figure out how much 44 of them will cost, and we can do it in the budget process.
Yeah.
So we can have them up by April 1st or whatever.
I second that motion.
Okay.
Nancy, you had a question.
Make a motion that we refer back to the Beach Protection Committee to propose a standardized sign and get a count, which we think we know,
and a cost.
So we can get a cost. And then we'll put it in the budget process, or we'll do it earlier to get it in by April 1st.
Could we look at considering one sign that can be read from both sides towards the beach access rather than one up front or one back?
Well, I think Tony's point is on the beach side and on the entrance side.
The staff was talking earlier, why can't we have one sign that should go across the beach access crossover? Right there before you get on the beach, you can see it there, and if you're coming up from the beach, you can see it again.
Yeah, but I think you want one in a street.
You know, the street is the important part
where they come off, come in their cars to go on to the beach.
Street is,
and then you've got people that are on the beach, you need one down there by the beach so the people on the beach can see the sign.
Yeah.
And some of the areas, you're at the entrance, and you have a walkway, and then you have, so it's pretty far over. I don't know how long it is. If you put a double face sign, you might not see it.
If you're right there, getting ready to go down the stairs, you're not going to see the sign and say, oh, I can't take my dog?
No, on the land side, yes.
but you're talking, if somebody, well, it might work if you want to just get like 22 of them.
Well, no, what we want to do is have the Beach Protection Committee propose a solution.
Can y'all
this can be
that?
Factored into it or not. We don't care until we hear from them. How's that?
That's fine.
Was that your motion?
Yes, sir. It was my motion.
Okay. Do I have a second?
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Good. Thanks for both.
Mm-hmm. Quick update on the parade float. And we need to give the Public Works an attaboy for getting number one non-commercial float in the Christmas parade. And they got $100. I don't know whether they got it or not yet, but anyway. Okay. You don't know?
No, they have not yet.
Okay, it's supposed to get a little more.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow,
what do they do with that $100?
Yeah, I think they're good.
Put it back in.
Hopefully good use.
That's fine.
The Dow Road project is on go. It's been fully funded.
Wow.
They'll be using the corral for part of their storage. They are going to start the extensions for the turn lanes at Carolina Beach first. And then they'll be paving, according to the weather, they'll be through by May. So it's supposed to start as soon as after the first of the year.
Nice. So by May, that's awesome.
I think they worked out all the problems with the project. There's a little question of whether they'll get the grass sowed, but they have to get 85%, I think, of it standing or whatever before they will accept their the end of the project. So, Chuck, going back to your sidewalks, as soon as they're going to come down K Avenue, repave it, and then we'll talk to them about bringing the sidewalk back up K Avenue. Okay? All right? Thanks. Six?
Yeah, just last one. So, Ed Kennedy, the head of the lifeguards, who's also a captain in the volunteer fire department, and Tom Russell for Step Up for Soldiers, have approached me if council would be interested in them doing a race format similar to what used to happen with the double sprint triathlon in the May time frame. I told them I'd bring it up to see if council was interested one way or the other. If council is, they would go to the Red Committee and start talking with them and come in January to talk to council. So the question is, are we interested or not? So like we talked about with Mr. Scott, you know, Andy says, because I asked him last month, that there are no legal implications for us doing it. He might have to make sure we're not infringing on anything. But as far as the race, similar format in the places that we did it before, that you can't get sued for that, at least that's what the attorney says. Both Step Up for Soldiers and the Lifeguards are 501c nonprofits, I think. Right, 501c, right? C3, thank you. Nonprofits. They're willing to look into it if the town's interested. They looked at it and they think they would break even as long as they got 180 people, I think was their calculation, Tom's calculation. So if they got 500, they would make a decent amount of money. It's worth it to the two of them to do it. That includes paying the town the fees that we were charging the profit organization. But I don't know where council is on that, right? So, and I'm not sure where Mr. Scott would be if we did it. So they don't want to get into it unless council is interested. You know, we had over 70 emails saying, we should do this, we should do this, from previous race participants. So I think there's some energy out there. If we don't do it for a couple of years, it'd be hard to restart, but it'd be pretty easy for a nonprofit to continue on this year, probably.
I'm interested.
Well, the April, like I said, we've got the Lyme's Disease Foundation wants to have one April 6th.
That's just a 5K?
5K, just a 5K run, and they're going to deal with police.
And this will be in late May.
Okay.
Right? And then the next thing would be, do we want to try to deconflict with Mr. Scott if he got another venue or not? I think it'd be nice for us to do that. I don't know that I want to be nice, but I think, you know.
I think legally we want to be careful that we don't do the same format at the same time and so on.
Right.
We're very careful how we do it.
Well, we have to call the Matsu now to close Dow Road.
Yeah, well, so I think They just want to know if you're interested. They can bring a presentation next month, and then council can make a decision one way or the other, and that gives them time to advertise.
We're basically, that's what we said we were going to do.
Right, that's what I thought.
We want people to bring presentations to us, and we were going to decide. So okay. I said, yes, that's a motion.
Well, the guy with the 5K was sick. In fact, we were supposed to meet here last week, and he was...
Okay.
You know, whatever, but anyway, he'll get back with us.
Okay, I just didn't know if council's interested. I'll let them know we're interested, and they'll bring something in.
Yeah.
They'll work with Parks and Rec. I think they tried to call, is it Craig?
Yeah.
I think they tried to call in this week. I don't know if they got up with him or not. I don't seem here to ask. Okay, I'll let them know. And then they'll want to be on the agenda next month.
All right.
And then we can make a decision one way or the other. That'll give them time to advertise and get everything squared away. That's all I have, sir.
All right. Anything else to come before council?
Make a motion to adjourn.
I have a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second? Do I have a second?
Second.
Oh, okay. We're adjourned.
That's if we were all in favor.
Yes.
Well, I didn't want to go home tonight.
Yeah, right, yeah.